With you live and local and on the line, Mildura Base Public Hospital CEO, Terry Welsh. Good morning to you, Terry.
It's great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And what a big night it was on Monday night with the online forum, a total of 2,700 people tuning in. That is just goes to show how conscientious as a community we are to getting this COVID-19 outbreak under control, doesn't it? But 2,700, more than that, in fact, isn't there?
Jase, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely spot on with that. It shows we've got a community here very committed to this COVID response. And I've heard from so many people who actually logged on to the stream and sat down as family groups and watched it and was able to help their explain things to their children. So that 2,700, remember, is just logged on systems. So the estimation would be comfortably 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. Who really knows? But it's just a wonderful number, and it was a great demonstration for Jerome about how committed this community is to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's extraordinary. You think there's over 4,000, between 4,000 and 6,000. That's staggering. Mm-hmm. Tonight, it's another one tonight. Obviously, if it's that successful in communicating information to the region, why wouldn't you do it again?
Well, people have asked for it,
yep.
Jase, and we've had a lot of requests, and we've learned a little bit from the forum through the chat in Facebook will be a little bit more controlled tonight. But outside of that, this is how we want to keep getting this message out. So obviously talking to you is wonderful. The forum enables questions where we could hopefully grab some themes. The Sunraysia Daily are running a feature tomorrow answering the questions that we couldn't answer on Monday, and we'll continue to do that after tonight. So it's about information, because information is king, so that families can understand amongst themselves how they can function safely within lockdown and hopefully when we come out, but yep. Also continuing to understand the need for vaccination.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now that's 6 o'clock tonight. We'll get the link up at river1467.com.au. Just want to briefly touch on cases yesterday, 23, I believe, and around 136 cases across our local region at this point in time. Are we looking like dropping that curve down in the very near future?
Well, those numbers are pleasing, Jase, in the sense that we've had a lot of testing.
Yep.
And almost 1,000 a day for that number, I would suggest we're tracking okay. So I hope with lockdown and the effect of people doing the right thing, we start to see that number decline. But I think it's abundantly clear we're living with COVID in this community for a period of time. It's just how we do it and do it well moving forward. So I just encourage everybody, that very constant message, but it's so important. Testing, let us keep knowing the source of truth in terms of what the case numbers are in town, and of course, vaccination.
Yep. Can I quickly ask you, do you forecast that we'll be out of lockdown as of late tomorrow night, or may it continue? Do you know yet?
I have no lens either way.
Yep.
Jase, but Jerome was certainly very impressed with how the town has responded and what he sensed on Monday. But absolutely, that's way out of my wheelhouse, and I'll sit and wait with the rest of the community about what might happen.
All right. Well, tonight at 6 o'clock, I'll be looking at you, sir, and thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Jase. Thanks for having us on.
All right. CEO Terry Welsh there from Mildura Base Public Hospital.